I'm about to do that. He need to know.
I agree.
Nigga, I got Eskimo brothers, but I don't just go be making friends because we Eskimo brothers.
I know you know. It's an application to be open. Like that. It's a rigorous process.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I can have a drink with him like, yeah, do you know Tiffany? Yeah, nigga. I don't want to. Yeah. I'm a social nigga though, so I understand though. I dig it.
Yeah, no.
But
don't
ever. That's bad advice.
But if I do have friends that I'm Eskimo brothers with, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
what's
that's
the
just
Eskimo? Yeah, I'm trying to get that out.
From a distance.
Oh, why are we associated with Eskimos? I don't understand.
It's just what it was. I didn't create
this. This is a Kale's
moment. I didn't create
this.
No, this is a Kale's moment. Why don't we put?
Well, I just understand. Like, that's
the most why. Yeah, no.
I just want a little bit of clarity. That
people say they want this honesty shit or out in the open. They be lying.
Right.
They be lying and good.
It depends on the person, though.
I'm talking like 10 percentile type shit really want the truth and be like, all right, cool. And then that's
the other, 50-50. And then the other 80-something percent just wants to hear something good.
Facts.
And then it's them people in the middle that... whatever the fuck, you know.
Cause nigga, there's no good way for you to be like, yeah, you know your best friend Lisa. Alright, look, bro. We used to fuck, man.
Right.
I just didn't want it to
what
be weird.
What are you gaining?
Absolutely.
I didn't want it to be weird.
You're
I just
giving her
let you know.
Option. You're giving her a choice.
So wait. And so you do honest. Realize by me disclosing this information to you that not only fucked up the friendship you had with Lisa.
Did it
fuck
up?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's fucking up that friendship.
No,
it
don't.
Okay.
Because now you're looking at Lisa like she a liar. Because this is your nigga.
Oh, Lisa ain't say nothing.
And Lisa ain't never said shit. Now you got a problem with both of them.
Both of you.
But here's
my
thing.
So what the
fuck
did that? Both of y'all in my face. Y'all know y'all fucked up.
Say what you were going to say.
No, I cut somebody off.
Oh.
I was just saying that nobody wants to be the butt of a joke. So
for sure.
In my situation, if it was me... and you know what I'm saying? I'd want to just know, just so it's not like, you know what I'm saying?
Are you still move? Fuck all that. Are you moving forward with the situation?
With the
I probably could
you.
With all relevant information to look through.
Say your could shit. I tell people.
Nope, it's not no could shit. I've been in this exact situation.
Okay.
I had a, I won't name no names or nothing, but it was a situation where I started fucking with somebody. Come to find out they roommates with somebody that I had smacked before. I feel like in the prelim, I told them, like in the conversation, we were talking about a lot of different things in the past.
I feel like.
I 100% okay. Told them. We were talking about a whole bunch of different things. And I talked about it.
Get him.
As we continued in our relationship, like, you know what I'm saying? She seemed to act like she didn't know, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like,
she put up
now at that point in time, I just proceeded with not talking about it.
Smart man. Mm-hmm. Smart man.
And then there was a bad fight, and then everything came out, so you know what I'm saying? And that's not the way to play it, so you know what I'm saying? But my original stance was, like I told you in the beginning, and you act like you don't remember.
Wow.
See,
I feel
like, see, that nigga's a monster.
Wow.
But I did tell her in the
That's
beginning.
How you said it to her, too? Just mm-hmm. like, I told him being it. That's how you said it to her?
Probably.
This finger to her.
Listen, man.
Go from
listen.
You right,
before,
said it a little softer. She said it a little better.
Hey, yo, listen. Before
that
I... listen, before I get this motherfucking started, you know what I'm saying, and I do the intros and everything, this is the third installment of the number 3 celebration in the city, like, you feel me? So everybody grab your glass, like, you know what I'm saying? You got some shit. You got a toast with the champagne.
Sure.
You don't necessarily got to sip
it
right here. Yeah, I got one for you.
Okay, cool.
Hey, one time.
Big love.
Big love, big appreciation.
I tapped that. I ain't tripping.
It's actually not bad.
Chance,
sweet.
It's actually not bad.
Sweet?
Yeah.
So is this the crew for Cooper's Hawk?
That's more. Been higher than a plane and now I wanna land. Every time I speak, I see a hundred grand. You ain't talking paper, dog, so you don't understand. Spazzing on these niggas, bitch, I'm going ham. Taxing all these niggas, call me Uncle Sam.
I had to bring in some old school weirds, man. I don't know how y'all felt when this shit came out. But I know that ain't gonna happen, ain't gonna happen.
That was the time. Time to be outside.
All the production.
Man, let's get straight to it. It's not even a podcast. It's a real conversation about real things, man. Real people and real conversations. I'm chilling in this motherfucker with some real people. It's the boy Jay Oates, a.k.a. Young Situations will arise. AKA reigning champion of the Fantasy Football League, the commish, Mr. Number 3, Chance Who, Menace Motherfucker with the homie Donnie Don.
Yo.
He's chilling right there next to Miss Kelsey.
Yes.
AKA, if you're looking to get your face beat, you need to holler Kelsey on these streets.
Makeup Artistry by Kelsey.
She's sitting right next to the homie DJ the Chef, my brother in this shit. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking to eat, I don't know why you're looking at anybody else unless it's Kyle. Like, you feel me? But, look, ain't the chef for no reason. We got, you know what I'm saying, brother, you already know my nigga, the lobby boy with me. You know what I'm saying? Cleveland Heights representative. Cleveland Heights stand up. I wish niggas would talk about Kelsey crazy this week. I swear to God. My nigga Twan over in this thing. Man, listen, man, he been starting. It's been a lot of topics probably in the old group chat that came on Wax before. Twan been supposed to be here for many years. Well, at least it seemed like it.
I'm here now.
You got Kyle, my brother, in this shit.
Always.
The other chef, you know what I'm saying? Cali's Catering. Niggas be doing their thing. You already know what it is, bro. A lot of energy, man. How everybody feeling right now in the room? How we doing?
Good.
A
lot of good people in this room.
That's fair. I have a random question off bat for y'all niggas. How many products are supposed to be in a woman's shower?
Products.
Yeah, like how many products are supposed to be in the shower?
In the shower or in the
closet? I mean the medicine.
In the shower. A number.
Can we name them about the four?
At least.
You don't have to name them.
You need five or six things.
At least five or six. She needs her body wash. Body wash. Face an exfoliating wash. Scrub. A face.
Alright, would y'all give me the numbers before y'all
comment?
What's your number, dog?
Yeah, what's the number? Like, y'all speed.
No, you said five. Well, I was saying a nigga actually said a number.
She said six. Yeah,
I would say about four or five.
I would say about six, seven.
If you include hair products.
Five or six, like she said. Five or six.
Yeah, shampoo, conditioner, body wash, face wash, exfoliating scrub.
I'm not mad at that.
Seven and nine.
I'm not mad at that. Because if you're going to put something on to exfoliate, you're going to put something else on right before
seven
you
and nine.
Let your bare face out. That's fair.
Oh, I know some nasty bitches.
Like, in
you got three things. The two of them ain't not you.
You
got
three and one.
Right, that's a lot.
I got three. Hell no. Not you.
That nigga said 7 to 9.
Yeah, no, alright, listen.
That's funny.
Yeah. Y'all need to know what they are?
Because if you ask hair products,
you got, alright, so listen, you gotta have you probably gotta have three body washes. It's probably like two body washes and a body scrub at bare minimum. Mm-hmm. You gotta have three shampoos. You gotta have like two regular shampoos and then that really good shampoo. Right? Yeah, and then you gotta have the three conditioners, right? So it's like really nine, honestly. And then for real, they probably got like a different type of face wash. Absolutely. So it's probably like I'm one to two of those. So I'm really thinking like 11 for that's real.
That's outrageous.
For real.
That's fucking outrageous.
If she keeps two different shampoos, like a Suave and then like a high quality shampoo, mm-hmm. yeah. she's insane.
Yeah, I was
why didn't you
thank
go
you.
For high quality shampoo?
Thank you. I was just about to say nah. that. Why do you have three different shampoos?
Because like it's different times and different days.
So you rank your number was like 9?
Yeah.
Really? This is a thing.
Now it's 9 to 11. Now I really kind
of. If a girl has 3, she's a scallywag. If a girl has.
If she got 3,
she's a regular girl. If a girl has 4 to 7, she's low maintenance and it's probably really dope.
Absolutely.
If she has. If she has 7.
His
seven
categories
seven
are
up,
awesome.
7 up, she's too much, bro. Absolutely. You might as well move.
If she has 4, that's just. If she has 9 and 10 and 11, she better look like Beyonce stepping out of the shower.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, bitch, what do you need all this?
What do you need all that for?
So I have at least 6 or 7 in the product.
Between 5 and 8, I would take.
5 and 8. Yeah.
See, the 3 and 4 mean that bitch go to work every day and get a check.
Oh, wow.
Okay, she put food on the table.
At the docks.
Or 7 is not
in the coal mine. She put food on the table.
I disagree. I disagree.
You
bring
shit
at the docks.
Hell no.
That's a call.
Hell no. That was sick. I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like 9 is probably a bare minimum. I feel like
if she has 9, she's being well kept. That bitch don't know how to do nothing.
Wow.
But wash her ass.
Really?
Clearly.
Really?
Nah.
So if she don't know how to do nothing but wash her ass.
Yeah, you better go home like.
Her skin.
Right. Let me take some things out here.
Why
she talking about me?
Her skin is soft, bro.
But wait, what if they got it and don't use all that shit?
That's
in the closet.
Crazy.
Put in the closet.
Yeah.
No.
You got all that shit and don't use.
Yes.
You use 2 out of the 9.
Not 2.
On the regular.
And do this every day. Now you gonna pick something new.
Girls like options, bro.
I do that with some.
Girls like options, bro. For real.
I mean, I get it, but damn.
Or women like options. Like,
I agree.
It just seems like
I got so much shit put up, I figured I have it. Oh, for sure.
I have a collection of Marvel body washes.
There you go.
Use body wash?
Well, it came in a collection that I bought. Well, it came with like deodorant, body wash, face wash, like. And so, and I forgot, like, Black Panther, and they sitting in the box at the old my old spot, and they just sitting in the linen closet.
I do that with soap. Like, every time I go to the store, I buy soap.
Well, yeah, I got that because it was strictly Marvel.
I just, I'm not telling you, like, I see, I'm like a kid.
I like body wash and soap, bar soap, though.
Ooh. Like, I don't need soap at all, my nigga. Like, ooh. I'm here, it's here, let's get it.
And that's why girls get so much. And that's why it's so much. I'm telling
you, body
I just
wash.
Put it up, though.
I don't feel like body wash gets me clean.
Nah, girls like leave that shit out. They learn to see it. Like,
yeah, no, I don't like too much shit out. Because I got a lot of the same shit. Like, I do.
Yeah.
I have a lot of the same shit.
I don't
shit.
Stray from certain products either.
Like, my girl
you're
tells me all the time,
you
say, no more deodorant.
You're a man, and that's like man shit. Like,
right.
We so, put our shit in cabinets and places.
So, look, out of the 9 that you say they should have, what's the 3 that is a must? Like, you should use this
it's
on a day.
It's more than 3 that's a must. You can't just.
Man, get the fuck
you
out of here.
So, okay, well, look, how many do you think a woman should use on the day to
4 or 5?
At least 4 or 5.
What are the 4 or 5?
So you need your body wash. You need an exfoliating scrub. You need your skincare.
Okay.
You need. I prefer that women use it in shower moisturizer.
Okay.
And then your feminine.
Wait,
products.
What's that?
My hypothesis is
that's right.
Not
roll over that. Hey. We're not gonna roll over in shower moisturizer.
I do it in the shower and then I do it when I get out.
What's
the
in shower moisturizer?
Shower skincare routine and the out shower skincare routine.
So what's the what's how do you? I thought you're already moist.
Nah,
I'm
when
so
you
lost.
Hop out of the shower, you gotta hit him with
she
the lotion.
She said in shower moisturizer.
When you get out the shower, girl,
you
gotta hit yourself with lotion.
You got the water in your body?
No, you gotta lock in the moisture.
Yeah.
You gotta lock in the moisture. It's a science.
Yeah.
You gotta lock in the moisture.
Did
I was
a day
years old.
I found that up.
So the feminine would be like the pH.
The coochie wash.
Okay, cool. How about that needs to be up there.
Absolutely.
One. Yeah,
all right,
not 2,
right,
not 3,
right,
not 4.
No, Swan came to 5 today.
One.
Swan came to 5.
It needs to be 1.
Oh, can we not all agree on that?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like agree. Agree. Hey, agree. Hey, agree. Agree. Agree.
Hey. I wanted to put that out there. That's what I was thinking about. We're kids, but I'm okay. That's the feminine. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Beat some mom says she don't shower every day. So.
You. All right, Sean.
So.
I'm going there.
Well, I ain't, no, I don't want to move to B. Simone. That is a good way to segue into Brittany Renner.
Brittany Renner.
We were just talking about lying about body counts. Y'all know what we talking about, right?
She said 35.
Yeah.
That nigga shattered Sean's silly.
Hey, hey. I didn't even see his reaction.
I'm going to take a side right now. Brittany Renner is a good woman.
Yes.
35 ain't out of control. I don't give a fuck.
You think that's an accurate number?
I'm not saying that, though, but...
I'm not saying it's accurate. If that's the number I'm going to have to use, I'm not going to be mad at Brittany for 35.
I am.
What?
I know.
Are you marrying
her? You're a whore.
Are you marrying her knowing that?
That her number is higher 30, than 35?
No, it's 35. You said it's okay.
It's 35 right? Today. This is
if me and Brittany Renner had things in common and we could find, you know, some fun together and...
That's what's up.
I met my family and we meshed. Yeah, I go with Brittany Renner. I was 35 like number. If I was 36, if I was even...
Her number could be higher than 35.
38. If I was 38.
You're lying.
And you were married.
He's lying. I'm not dealing with bullshit today.
Okay.
35? If she told you her shit
was... That's not a crazy number to me. I just don't think that's crazy.
If she told you her shit was 40, 50...
You're being sexist.
Very sexist.
Wait, what'd you say?
Hold.
Whoa.
Wait.
Whoa, man.
He said I'm sexist because 35 for a man is normal. Like in today's climate, just overall.
Okay.
And they may, oh, you're sexist. I'm not saying that. I'm saying like that's the normal thing now.
We live in a sexually liberated time now. That's not abnormal for women either.
That is true.
So just because you walk around with your titties out, I can walk around with my dick out?
We're
sexually liberated.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You're sexually liberated.
The world doesn't have
everything
your value.
No, it's different though.
Have your values.
It's different.
That's two different things.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes it is.
Wait, all right, listen. Wait. All right, to answer your question, in the way, like, women can't walk around with their nipples actually out. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what hoes you talk about.
I was in New York and they just put the paint over them and they be outside.
Nigga, fuck that. I was downtown and they did. I was in Cleveland.
They put the pasties over it, correct?
I mean, for the most part.
Classy women.
Thank you.
Classy whores.
If a dude wanted to walk around in some, like, scantily clad shit, like, he could do it if he wanted to. I've been downtown and I remember.
What is
scantily clad? That's hilarious.
Like, yo.
Wait.
Y'all can't have side conversations. Alright, listen, scantily clad is like dressed like real skimpy, like
Poochie Daddy shorts.
Provocative.
Yeah.
Alright, so listen, there was like some type of convention in the Renaissance Hotel, and it was all of these gay looking dudes, like, you know what I'm saying? Or not, I don't wanna say gay looking dudes, but I wanna say
the Rainbow Gang.
There was a lot of dudes in like leather, crazy. It was just like yeah, like a lot of like wild cuts, like dudes had on some shit, and they was outside, and like police was out there, like so it was like.
Man, I agree. We get so outraged with this equality shit.
Well, I'm just
but if we're different. That's the thing. I watch you stand up and pee. You want to fuck stand up and pee?
We're
so beside ourselves saying this, oh, it's cool shit. No. If I fuck 50 women at 35, right? If you meet a woman and she's 35 and she's like, yeah, I have sex with 60 dudes, you'd be like, oh, yeah? Okay.
It's just
not the same. We're
if
different.
I know somebody that knows their body count at the age of 35, that's more wild to me.
I wouldn't even ask a woman that, because that's you're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No need to fucking ask. I don't care how many dicks have been in.
Correct.
Because if you tell me an outlandish ass number, this is over.
Right.
Wow.
Because clearly you're a whore.
What? And you're you not
tell,
a whore.
You can't tell me you have 60 boyfriends.
Wait, wait, but
hold on. You never had 60 fucking relationships with people.
Why does it matter, man?
I don't ask the question, baby.
That's just for you.
Yeah, I would never ask a woman that.
Can I tell you? You know how like how they be telling like women all the time like that to find a man that's over 6'7" that makes $2,000,000
right.
That's the 1 percentile, and that's what you want. And trying to find a chick that probably hasn't had sex with more than like 35 people, honestly, probably is like a tough find. Like, I'm not to say that there aren't women that haven't.
Keep it to yourself.
But
keep it to your mom.
I'm just saying, like,
let them 35 dicks still
and you would appreciate
keep it to
it
yourself,
too.
Babe.
Right.
Unless you like to really like train people. Like, I like meeting somebody, like, we on a level and then we go up from that level. But I don't like,
I guess,
no, baby, put your jaw like this. Like, I don't like,
I get where you coming from.
I got female friends. Mm-hmm. So I know the slime ball shit these bitches do daily. So, no, it's certain questions I know not to ask. Because, nigga, right. If she tells you the truth, bro, it's either going to break your fucking heart, mentally traumatize you. It's not worth it. Just go with the flow.
Mm.
Meet her, go with the flow.
We all got a past, though, right?
I keep it there. We in the present.
Right.
What Obama say? We can't move forward.
You got me with that one.
That's what Obama said. Fuck that.
You got me.
Oh, I asked her, what did she... Oh, God.
All right, that's...
You got me with that one.
That'll
that's
give me
deep.
That give me the segue.
50?
That give me the segue I need.
Can't think of 50 niggas' names.
All right. Stop it.
That's not that wild. I'm about to move on to discipline, like in the sidebar.
I'm with it.
But like, to be real, like that's, like, if most people start fucking at around the age of, like, 15-ish, we'll say, right? Like, most people start fucking around the age of 15.
Okay. 17 at the latest.
Sure.
I'm just
he's
saying.
He's a late bloomer if he's 18.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you ain't dropping dick in nothing yet,
son? Oh, wow.
All right, so get your head out of them books.
Oh, yeah, wow. From our generation, so most people start fucking around 15 to 17, we'll say. But, like, okay, so we'll even round it off at 20.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From 20 to 35, right, is 12 months out the year. Like, once you start fucking, like, you mean to tell me that you feel like people wasn't supposed to fuck? Like, think about how many months that is.
And here's the
multiply
thing.
Multiply 12 times 15. Where somebody would, or somebody who's really good at math, real quick. Because I'm not like the on this, I'm drowning on the spot.
In my head, I was like, oh, this is probably better at math than me.
I'm decent, man.
But don't you guys agree? Like,
180. That's 180 months. And you mean to tell me, out of them 180 months, that somebody fucked 50 people in between the first time that they started fucking and the time that they met you at age of 35. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I want to put up a...
That's not that fucking wild, to be real with you.
No, and I'm not... Listen.
It's not that fucking wild. Like, honestly...
You say you
want to
pull up...
What you said, John?
Wouldn't you guys agree that the turnaround for some pussy... I don't even want to say it like this, but just like... I don't want to mechanicalize what I'm about to say, but just one good week of talking... Then you hang out after that first week, and then the second hangout during the second week gets you some pussy.
Wow, really?
It should.
That's about right. I hate to say that. I don't know if I'm like giving out gems and I shouldn't be, but like that's about the turnaround.
I mean, you're keeping it real.
That's about the turnaround.
You just gave us Think Like a Man vibes.
I mean,
but that's about the turnaround, though. I mean, and so in 108 weeks, you can start. Those numbers can really. I mean, if you're good looking, with
like
great conversation, and you don't care,
I'm dropping.
I don't know how much the don't care is like appealing or unappealing.
It's all right. Right.
Like, everybody just can't talk over each other. But like, why is it that you don't care? Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has a life to live, and they do what they do in their time. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand why we judging people because they didn't have a good time.
Well, Cal would care because his values are that he.
Well, one thing for sure, or two things for certain, I wouldn't ask stupid ass questions like that because I'm smarter than that.
Absolutely,
I don't particularly give a fuck what the bitch has done prior to me.
Yeah,
okay. Unless you were like a porn star or something that could traumatize me daily.
something that I stumble across on Google.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so what's this?
Yeah, now I don't know if I can date a porn star. Like, seriously?
She's a porn star. You just don't know it. But keep going.
Okay. Well, she's probably been on film for somebody. But if if it's public, if it's public, I would feel
it. What if you didn't know, though?
When I find out that it's public, it would probably make me feel away. Am I divorcing my wife?
No, not just, no. Oh, we were wives at this point?
No, like, if it's a girlfriend, if I find out my girlfriend.
Like, you just came across her stash one day because she keep her own movies type shit.
Oh, well, then I'm taking that. I don't know how. I'm just taking it's on a VHS. Where did I find
this?
It's on
a VHS. How you gonna do it like that? Why you gotta do everybody? You didn't have to say that.
Where am VHS. I just? I'm not going through. I'm not going through.
Like, no, I'm saying, like I said, like say if she got like DVDs of what she used to do back before she met you. You just didn't know, and she kept her own collection.
Of her DVDs? Oh, so I know that these are her DVDs?
After you stumbled across her collection. And she on the front, the back. You know how DVDs come back?
Hey,
look at
She made pornos. Yeah. I'm not probably going to watch them.
I said, how are you moving going after about with your girlfriend, not your wife?
I'm going to ask her.
Why?
Please, how many was
you already seen?
Please don't.
Right. Exactly.
What is this? Great work at. I used to love you. What are you going to ask? I want to know what exactly are you going to ask.
You say
it ain't shit to ask.
You're shit.
Your water's on it.
Share water bottle.
It's dick on my lips. Hey, but what are you gonna ask?
Yeah, what you ask?
Your niggas is so working for
me. Because he be so. This is why I asked him, because he be having.
Is this your? What did he say? Open? Is this yours? Oh, that's what somebody said.
Hey, no, you in the hot seat, bro. What are you gonna ask?
He's not.
Hey, listen. Look. All right, maybe I'm just a wild nigga. Alright, but look, if I find out, like, I found my girl old, like, her porn stash, like, these are public porns.
Just her stash on the side. Her previous relationship.
Okay. Alright, so boom. So she filmed shit with her ex dude or dudes.
What?
Stop making the scenario. Go ahead, continue, keep going.
I'm just maybe. I don't even know why I'm stumbling on this. Like, what the fuck I'm looking for that I stumble on this? But
there's nothing to look for. You found it. You see it. What is this?
Nothing
to
ask.
I seen everything I need to know.
How long have you been doing this?
Why don't you do that to me? That might be something you asked. You never did this shit to me.
I would.
If you don't like me.
So you said, and we've never filmed ourselves.
I'm saying,
you didn't make.
Excuse me.
This is your girl.
You didn't make the clash.
Y'all been together for like four or five months. You come across a stash of her encounters and her previous relationships.
And I'm asking you, we've never filmed ourselves.
No, baby, you're not on the DVD.
Yeah. Well, hold on.
Not even personally is what he's saying.
Well, let's say y'all did maybe one time. One time.
But okay. Chuck and we've been fucking around for, y'all said,
like about 4 or 5 months.
Mm.
Okay.
So like you're cool with her having the collection and you're going to continue the relationship as if that doesn't matter. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying, I guess it doesn't necessarily matter, but like, could I fuck with somebody that has a collection of videos like from their past, like people that they done past smashed? I'm pretty sure that a lot of women, that if they filmed anything, but so yes, is what I would say. Okay. Like, that's not the deal breaker of the situation. Like, you know what I'm saying? There could be deal breakers in there, but that's not the deal breaker of the situation.
You know what Jay-Z mean in the Give It To Me video?
My brain just listen to where my brain goes. Okay. All right, so boom. The way I'm going to think about this situation is, I swear to God, like, it... All right, look. The way I'm going to think about this situation is, I don't know, like, is it like...
Fear. Befuddled.
Well, yeah,
I'm not
flabbergasted that you have any... Like, okay, so listen, have y'all never, like, done video with none of y'all exes?
But no, that wasn't surprise. I'm saying that wasn't surprise.
Yeah. We're not talking about just video. We talking about something that's been printed.
Okay, I just asked you.
Yeah, that's some freaky shit.
Wait, no, okay, so wait,
you said used to be a porn star. I said her collection as if she was like, West Coast Productions back in the day. We talking about Cherokee. We talking about Pinky. We talking about you got a collection. She has her own collection because she was
happy. Oh, so that's not just girl.
That's what I said, collection.
See, all right.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know you said
in the DVD flipbook thing that happened.
That's what he said.
You know what I'm talking about?
He said porn star.
No, when I asked him, I said just like encounters.
I thought we were talking about a girl with her ex dudes. Or like or just the dudes that she done so got that comfortable with sexually.
Multiple guys I'm just for bad relationships.
Alright, hold on. Listen. I'm not that upset, like, if my like now when we get to like marriage, like wife's like husband and wife status, I feel like all of the things from like all your little trinkets and shit that you like, all of that shit. Yeah, you either gotta go to the trash or your mama house. Like, you know.
No. You can still go get it from your mama house.
No.
You gotta burn it.
No. It either go to the trash or your mama house. Just keep it out of my face. Like, we married. Like, I don't control you. So, like, understand I'm just... Disrespect me at that level. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not trying to piss your wife off. You're not trying to piss your husband off. I'm just saying, respect me at that level. If that's something to mean something to you in some way, shape, or form, to keep you who you are and you whole, them niggas not coming back, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going actively fucking people that you're not telling me about. All you have is these films and shit. I don't really give a fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got to spank things, do whatever you want to, or whatever. I don't care, like, to be honest with you. It's just not going to live in my house and with me and my wife. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you want to hit your mama's house or whatever, when you get mad at me, like, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to think about me tonight. All right, whatever. Go think about the nigga that you was fucking in high school. Oh, who cares? Women, like, have freedom of their brains the same way the niggas do. I'm not going to say the niggas don't think no wild shit. Like, when you get mad at your girl, like...
I sure should stay with...
You did. Like, sometimes you had a little dumbass thoughts, like, you know what I'm saying? But you don't really want to do shit. Like, nigga, I don't care that somebody has a past. Yeah, like I said, I don't like talking about the past. I feel like it's kind of corny. Like, unless I bring up my past and the different things that, like, trigger me in real life and we have real conversations, or you do the same things, boom. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and we have talks about, like, what took place in our past and that shit's meaningful. I'm not trying to sit there and dig around for some reason to have some fucking trauma with somebody I enjoy spending time with. That's just silly. Like, is this shit dead?
Nothing in the chamber.
This shit dead? This shit ain't active?
History repeats itself. That's all I want to say.
I do.
Then shit, we gonna have some film and maybe we gonna break up and the next nigga have to have a real nigga decision then. Is you gonna keep fucking the bitch that you like fucking before? And then you seen that somebody else like fucking her on film? Like, why, I'm not watching that. That nigga, I like fucking her. Like, I'm sure somebody else like fucking her before. I'm sure somebody else feel the kind of way that they ain't fucking her right now. As long as they ain't fucking her right now, shit, I'm not really that upset.
I'll
like,
hate you.
You know what I'm saying? If my time is my time, then my time is my time. What I'm mad at, like, I done been in a relationship and, like, had real life conversations and, like, felt like I allowed my girl to go date on the side of women. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sure, you could, go out. I just take priority. Like, ain't nobody but they had no fucking night over you that I want. Like, you know what I'm saying? But... I'm about to go podcast tonight. Sure. Go out and have some drinks. You know what I'm saying? With your girl. Who cares? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, once I get to marry, I'm not necessarily DJ. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. But, whoa.
No, that's not a shot. No shots. Like, you know
what I'm saying? Like, whatever the fuck. That,
you know, no,
what
shot.
Just happened?
I'm not DJing in the sense that, like, I'll be able to, like, I done had the relationship where I done had multiple, like, women at the same time, relationships, like, nothing like that. But my mental isn't, like, closed off to different things like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people, I don't know, like, man, we only have one life to live. And, like, once you become an adult, once you done have, like, I don't know, man. It just be different. It be different. It be different shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, my mental just ain't closed off to that. I got a sidebar question for real, before we get up out of here. And it's, how do you strengthen discipline? Like, how was that achieved?
I have very little discipline. I don't know.
You got to have a word. I need to start getting some conversation for these college cat ass questions you be asking. I need a sticker at the end of the day.
Like a routine.
That's what I was going to say.
Your routine.
I think it's your why. Like,
okay.
So it's like, all right, you might be a guy who, I don't know, you want to make more money, but then you might talk to somebody and they'd be like, why? Oh, I just want to be rich. Why? And if you mm-hmm. can't, like, have a real reason that will drive you to, you know, like, go to that goal, you ain't going to really go to it. So if mm-hmm. you want to be rich because your mother got cancer and she need these treatments and you got to go out here and get it, that's my why. So that's going to push you when you don't feel like
you gonna start robbing niggas for real.
Right, you gonna do whatever it takes because my mother's in a messed up situation and she needs these treatments or it's a wrap. So the John Q situation, that was a perfect situation.
That is why.
That's why.
That's why.
Tricking on hoes,
that's a why.
That's because you want to trick on hoes.
Yeah, like,
oh, yeah, we tricking hoes. We want
discipline. You know what I'm saying?
You have to have discipline to get money to trick on hoes.
Because I have to pay my bills and still trick, so that's very disciplined.
You gotta be a hard worker.
Equal balance.
Discipline.
You gotta be discipline. You gotta have some amount of discipline to be
you
a hard.
Trick on hoes.
To be a hard worker enough to have money to trick on the hoe.
You got bills.
Money management.
Well, that's discipline.
That's where I'm at.
Or like working out, like, you know what I'm saying? Take discipline. Certain shit just take discipline. It's whatever you discipline in yourself to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody could feel like, oh, if I only cheat 3 times a week, I'm doing good. Like,
wow.
You know what I'm
saying?
Like, you know,
if he was cheating
like,
7 times a week, 3 times a week, he is doing good.
Yeah, that's correct.
Get
like, you know
away from me. No.
I'm just saying, like, discipline just is like,
about the area,
like, you got to take the connotations off the word. The word is the word. Discipline. Like, and my answer, if I was to say my answer, is I feel like it has to do with, like, yeah, the want, whatever you discipline yourself to do, whatever, like, however much you want that, you either got to trick yourself to want it more enough to follow the process to get it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's really all it take.
I think your why has to outweigh whatever the fuck you have to do to get it.
Yeah.
Because, like, nigga, cancer treatments is, like, through the fucking roof. You might have to do some strange things for some change. So your why, like, outweighs whatever the fuck you got to do it.
For sure.
Well, yeah, that's how much you get. It's how much you want. Because cancer treatment, yes, it costs that
some
much.
I think they go hand in hand.
But even tricking on bitches, that's like through the roof now.
But you have to really. And you have to.
Discipline and tricking on bitches is not the same.
It's through
you
the roof.
You cannot bring that shit together.
Get rich so I can get the hoes that I need. Fuck the
life is short, man. It depends. You want what you want, man. If you want your grandma to live and you want pussy and them the only two things you want,
for sure.
Then, you know, you gotta get the
motherfucking. I don't think people intentionally get, I want this bitch so bad, I gotta get the money. I don't think people like.
I think
I want the bitch so bad, I hit the gym, but I gotta
get the money. Smart people do.
I don't think that's their why, if that makes sense.
I do think that. I think that wholeheartedly.
I think women's a great motivator.
I feel like the most people with the most.
I mean, I'm with that.
Like, you hit the gym, you know what I'm saying, to get some muscles. That takes some discipline.
For women.
You gotta wake up and hit a routine and eat right. But you're doing it for women. That's your end goal, it's to look good for women.
Yep.
Everything that men do at the end of the day is for women, and everything that women do at the end of the day is for men. Unless they, like, gay, and then it's for.
You gotta stop. You lost me now.
I got plenty of mini gay friends. I'm number 3 in the city. If you're coming for number 3,
when I beat my face and I get drunk, I'm sorry.
We coming for number one. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm with you. For sure. We there.
Go there. Next.
All right.
Say what you was going to say. So you get dressed and pretty for other bitches?
No, I do that for me. It makes me feel good. I like doing it. That's a me thing.
Okay, after you've done it so many times, baby, it's not going to change. You can't change Kels. Like, you're just that. So I don't give a fuck whether you wear a hat today, a scarf today, a wrap today, a down today. You're still the same nigga. The same level of prettiest. It's there.
Yes.
So after some point, you're doing it for
men. But wait. But maybe she do that because she has to reassure herself. That makes.
Or are you a narcissist where you just have to be like,
oh, wow. No. Wait. Oh,
you want way better.
Hold on.
I just want to
understand. Pull up the definition of narcissist.
Wait a minute.
Conceited? Is that my use?
No, I don't
know.
It makes me feel good.
I understand that.
So I'm not going to say I don't when I do get dolled up for date night or whatever. That I'm not doing it to look good for my man for that moment.
When you go out.
But
stop,
it's not.
Stop the relationship thing. If you're going out with the girls, you dress like that before men.
No, I'm just like that because I feel good. I look good. It's not solely for men, no.
So is it a partial? Come on, man.
You got the definition? All right, hold on. Let's give me the definition of narcissist.
Sense of self-importance. Preoccupation with power, beauty, or success. Can only be around people who are important or special. Here it is.
All right, that's...
That fits.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, now, first off, that's not necessarily... That's not all bad qualities.
I didn't say it was. We never put any negative conversation on anything.
And that also, the niggas get dressed for what they get dressed for. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
You got the Tigers on today. You know what I'm saying?
No idea.
On my birthday. It was about me.
I have these shoes.
Okay. Me.
I put it on because you niggas was going to be here. I didn't put this on. I
said
I
could have came on for other people.
Yeah, I could have came in slippers, nigga. But
yeah, you wouldn't have been on. You wouldn't have been on.
You feel me? So that's just something that I do.
Like, right behind you.
I got both since I was going to a soccer game. I didn't want to look like a ghetto soccer dad.
So I'm just saying, some portion of why you get dressed and pretty is for men.
No.
Some portion.
So some you don't portion. Be looking for male attention? You're not expecting an attractive guy to walk upon you?
It's for people.
I feel like that happen naturally.
It's for people.
Right. So what I'm saying is, it's for you.
We get dressed for people, and we get dressed for the people that we may see based on the occasion that we're going to.
Facts. True. And that's what I'm telling her.
But what I'm saying with her, she keeps saying it's for her. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is... For her is she's getting dressed
girl's
for her
lying.
With the
I don't think she's
hey, no. Hey. No, let me finish. Oh,
she's so what else?
My hair and my makeup genuinely like brings me joy.
That's
like,
fine,
please.
But baby, how much joy
with the expectation of someone approaching her?
No,
Even if not. Even if not, there is, that's like a crackhead. It's like, you're, you know how crackheads like are chasing, they're chasing that eye?
I don't know what
you No, wait, no, wait. It is, because babe, are you any prettier than the last time you did it?
No, but it makes
Are you prettier than the last time
like,
before that?
No, it's therapeutic.
Oh, okay, cool.
I enjoy
so
doing
So you know that that is the end result once you get dolled.
Yes, but it is
so
therapeutic.
So what's the
process?
Beauty comes from the spirit, first off.
It's in here.
Beauty come from the spirit, first off. Because I get the end of that once I say this, like, because y'all niggas playing with me. But, alright, so look. Kels, I do think that, sure, you get dressed and you do your thing, like, because you know that, like, boom, this is for me. Like, I like this. But there's different days that you have different processes based on when you leave your house and what you're doing for how you get yourself. Because sometimes you come out maybe with the shit wrapped up.
Hell no.
You don't never come out undone.
And that's for you.
Not with a bonnet on, no.
Okay, you've never
so
come out
with a bonnet on. But I've come out of the house in like sweats and a t-shirt. Like running to the store. Yeah.
And never would probably... Just as good if you spent time.
I'm not doing the equation of how good you look based on how good you look. Okay. What I'm saying is the difference is, like, you do, like, certain shit different based on the occasion that you're going to.
Okay, I can get that.
You probably have a natural look. You probably have your birthday makeup.
You're going to the club. You're going to see something.
And then you have your club look.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm not enabling her bullshit today.
Some settings have dress code. And also, back to the beauty come from
bullshit.
And back to the beauty come from the spirit. Mm. Man, there's plenty of chicks that, like, you know what I'm saying, present themselves as really pretty, and they really, and can be really pretty people. Because, like, you're not going to tell me that, like, Jill Scott not beautiful. Like, you know what I'm saying?
She'll tell you she do that for niggas.
No. I'm not asking what she do it for. Jill Scott is beautiful, right?
Sure.
But so is, like, my fucking... I'm trying to think of somebody that's, like, opposite of Jill Scott.
Oh, what?
Like, Cameron Diaz. Like, beauty has... Like, you know what I'm saying? It comes from the spirit.
I think it's the caliber of the woman. So, let's say we got...
That's the point. That's what I'm saying. Spirit.
I'm agree with you. So, you got an Amber Rose, she do that for attention. She do that for the niggas. Okay. Fat ass, titties all out, but... A woman that's like maybe conservative and she switches it up a little bit, like that might be solely for her.
That might still.
It's her expression to the world.
Some percentage of that is for men. Can I take off? Yeah.
Is it just
about
people, for people?
Can I say people? Yeah. That's what I'm about to say. Let me rephrase that. People.
It's the individual, though. I don't think we can put them in a class and say, oh, well, all women do that because of this.
Everybody puts colors together before they step out the door because they want to represent themselves in a certain type of way to the world. That is an intention for people to receive you a certain way. Whether you put your hood up and you don't want to talk to nobody and you put headphones on, whether you decide that you come out your house in your anime gear, whether you come out your house in a bright orange hoodie, or you know what I'm saying, you match it. Everybody is like, yo, I come to, you know what I'm saying, and you're going to perceive me how you're supposed to perceive me, like, you know what I'm saying, for the moment that I'm coming to. Whether I'm supposed to be, like, whether I want you to receive me as, no, this nigga killed that shit today, or this nigga he chilling today, or this nigga, damn, that's fashionable, but he, like, all right, everybody put it on for somebody to see the shit, or else you wouldn't put anything to fuck on.
Exactly.
When you decide to put something on, you decide your state, and that's the statement that they made for the day.
But what if they like that just period? I got a cut. He do not care. He got his hair whiskers coming out. Barely get his.
So he don't never get dressed up.
You know what he's saying? Asian. You know what he's saying to the world?
I don't give a fuck
today about whatever the fuck you think I'm supposed to look like. Nigga, catch this. Fact. This is still growing, nigga.
But that's him like 70 to 80% of the time.
But he that's his decision and that's his statement.
Right.
That's for everybody. That's for everybody just as much as...
I just don't think everything is done for other people. That's all I'm pretty much saying. So if I put something on, it might not be for, I want to be perceived
you
as
put
fresh,
clothes
fly,
on.
Et cetera.
Well, then why you ain't come out naked?
Yep.
Why would I do that? I don't want to do that. Chill. That's my personal preference. I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. That would make me out of my comfort zone to be with men talking in naked.
Why would it make you uncomfortable? Because it's men. I don't want nobody looking at me. You don't want nobody looking at you that way.
But that's men. So you might be getting somewhere
walk,
with that.
You want niggas
to see you in a certain way that's acceptable.
I was like, you walking this man into it.
You know what, y'all got it.
Mm. If I'm not going nowhere where it's gonna be some business for show, I don't need to get stupid fresh. For what?
Yeah. That's fair.
It's niggas. Like,
I put decent
shit on.
Yeah. Cause
I fuck with y'all and I respect y'all.
Yeah.
But if it was some bitches, I'd be like, well, money to get dressed.
No, my nigga went heist with it. He went heist with the tiger.
But
Tim's
on bullshit.
He went
heist
with the tiger.
Kale
says my nigga is like the biggest tiger.
Dress up just because.
But depending on your mood, you might not do that.
So I agree with the old man.
Those are crazy. I didn't see his shoes until right now.
Oh, bless him.
That is fire.
Bless him.
I know, because Cal, he don't
eat. Ooh,
ooh. Damn.
My your foot.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know you was passing my bad. I ain't looking for the thing from you. Anyway.
I agree with the occasions topic.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's my nigga. Like, he the biggest.
So, wait a minute. So, you know, get, like,
I'm not going to show up to a wedding in sweats and a t-shirt.
I understand that. So, I don't spray Bond number 9 every day.
Unless I'm
I spray unless I'm on, yeah, to real bad.
Yeah.
I don't like how y'all treat me, man. Y'all
no!
Kills me.
Y'all put that
shit replaying in my head. No. Like, how did you allow
shit to no. Kills me at that. By bringing the shit
absolutely
up. This is who we, no, this is who we really should be. Wow. This is who we really should be mad at. Saying she just get up, get together just for self.
Yes, it makes me feel good.
I understand that. But
yes,
so
but
no
portion. Yes. Crazy.
So no portion of that is for, like I said, I may have been wrong by saying men. People.
Yes.
It's, so I'm not going to go to a wedding dressed in sweats. And
so if
I'm gonna put
some
on dress,
percentage,
I'm gonna,
and I'm not saying it's a large percentage.
And I'm not saying
see that.
It is.
Okay.
And
right,
I'm not
saying
you.
You get it?
Is that for you?
It might be Millie. Minnie said she might
have to. Yeah, let me check. We're in this one right here.
Oh,
wait. Oh, wait here. Y'all keep talking.
I'm gonna listen to the tape, man. Cause I don't like that y'all deal with y'all.
I don't like how I did you either.
By saying
that.
That
was
that,
fucked up.
That's
fucked up.
That's silly shit.
That's fucked up.
Man.
Right.
I talk. Listen, I got female friends that the few I do consider friends. Like, them bitches get dressed, man, for. Yes, it's for themselves. But it's also for the niggas.
Ooh, damn.
You good?
My bad. No, that's fucking.
You know.
My bad.
What it is. You good.
All right.
They're like, I'm putting my best foot forward tonight. There will be other bitches there, and there could be some baller niggas in there. So, fuck how you feel.
Well, yeah.
You put your best foot forward and look good.
But also, and all right, I'll tell you this, at Kelsey Point. I do feel good, like, when I line myself up and I do the, like,
yeah.
Or when I, like, yeah, do some shit, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, no, nigga, you him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
not
say that
to yourself. No goddamn outfit.
I mean, sometimes you waste the outfit.
No.
I'm going to wear it again.
You got to, because it was wasted.
Ain't nobody seen
it. Kels. Because nobody fucking saw it. Kels.
I'm not saying I'm a... No, if I'm gonna go out with my girls, I'm gonna put my outfit on to feel good and look good in. I'm not gonna be
with
sitting in the
bitches.
House with my fucking
nah, but
dress
yeah,
on.
Yeah, no, but this is the thing.
But
like,
I can play.
But when you put your shit on for the shit that you wanted somebody to see you in, that you feel good looking in, and like you go out and damn, it's one of them nights that everybody canceled at the same time.
I'll be mad as fuck.
When you go home. You gonna put that same outfit again to link up with the girls the next time because
sure.
You still want that moment.
Okay. You know why? Because no one saw it.
It's gonna feel just as good to you when you put it on. It's gonna feel slightly less good because it always feels the best the first time.
Okay,
I get it. That's a different conversation.
But I still feel like, yeah, but then again, I'm getting dressed to go out.
So you genuinely go out to, if you go out with the girls, you genuinely going out to hang with the girls?
Absolutely.
Fuck no.
I am too fucking old to just be hanging with niggas.
No, I don't. I'm saying, I don't say I don't believe. Me knowing her, I believe that's some shit.
Going out
with
you with my homegirls and having
a good
time, laugh,
man, no.
And talk there's, shit.
I love my
but
niggas.
But I'm
going to
look good when
is,
I do it because I like looking good.
More with niggas, I don't care.
Nah, don't get me wrong. I probably will try to be fly and part of that is just...
A small piece of fly.
My persona.
I'm with niggas. We're going to get wings and watch the fucking game. I simply can wear whatever the fuck I want here.
There's maybe a point in time when I go out, like, especially, like, you know what I'm saying, like... It's like, yeah, no, I'm not looking for women. Like, you know,
I agree, but I'm putting my best foot forward for women, not for niggas or for self. Because I know I look good. No, it's just for I people. Know I can put the shit on. It, no, it's that's for not up for debate.
It's for people in the world. Like, it's just certain like, times okay. that you feel like the level of where you're going, and it could be even the grocery store that you just feel like.
Yeah, I might see some. Well, you know what? Never mind.
It's not about just women. It's just about.
It's a self thing.
Yes, it's a percentage.
Is.
I think everything.
Like, if I run into Twilight, if I'm out in public. I want to have some like some decent shoes on. I don't want to have some like my bummiest shoes on. Like, nah, this is my nigga, but like, nah, he still got to catch his kick game. And I know he's good a certain way. Like, you know what I'm saying? He gonna want some. He gonna have like some purple. He wish he had some purple grapes. Five something's on for me. Like, you feel me? Like, yeah. Just on some silly, but it's just silly shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I get that. I
got a pair of Dunks, they heights colored, nigga, and I'm gonna wear them until it's like that, an event that I know it's gonna be a bunch of heights people at.
I get that.
Okay. I won't do it. They still in the box. I wanna pull them out. I just need that time. Okay. And I need that hat too, like, you know what I'm
for
saying?
For sure. I'm gonna get you one of these. I feel like it's different strokes for different folks.
Damn. Okay, it was just.
Boom.
It gotta be.
Thank you. That should have been the first thing.
That's fair.
It just needed to be some explanation behind that's some of these.
It's just real logic. Conversations. Okay. Yeah. Stuff with it. Hey, man, y'all got anything to say to the people before we get about this one?
Eat, drink, and love people.
Take care of yourself. Practice your hobbies.
Local Makeup Artist Street by Kelsey.
Discipline.
Love who you want to love. Be who you want to be.
Period.
I'm going to tell you, talk to your loved ones. Let them know you love them. Also, always, always, always keep it positive. But if you... gotta go bad if they force you to dick in negative. Fuck that shit up, man. It's not even a podcast. We still talking. We accept all feedback at not even a podcast on IG, on Twitter, X, or whatever the fuck X. You call that shit.
X.
Yeah, hey, Elon low key fucking that shit up.